record, Lina. We're starting to record. And we're going to do the rest of Surah Al-Buruj because it's part of the competition. So here is Surah Al-Buruj. This is how Surah Al-Buruj divides.
Huh? It's for our homework. They have to memorize.
Yes. So it's going to be your homework.
For the competition, we have to know the meaning all?
No.
No, just the recitation.
Yeah, you do. You have to talk about like how it affected your life or whatever.
No, there's no... There's no meaning. There's no meaning. There's no meaning. Alright? Listen. This is how the structure of Surah Al-Buruj works. Structure of Surah Al-Buruj. So, I need you to understand the meaning of Surah Al-Buruj because you'll memorize it anyway. So this way, when you're reading, you know what we're talking about. You know what we were what? Talking about. So, structure of Surah Al-Buruj. Sky mentions. The first part is...
That's like your fourth different way of spelling it.
It doesn't matter. It's a transliterated word. Just spell it the way you like. So, Sky mentions. The first thing is Allah's swearing. Allah is swearing. Allah swears.
Is it March 31st?
If you have to do it,
then
so that's the first part.
Then, this part is punishment. Or this is called declaration. Against the tyrant. The tyrant is the bad guy. The tyrant and his soldiers. Okay.
You're in 7th. She's in 6th. That'd be insane if you.
Do you have as many essays as Nabil does?
What?
What?
Yeah, because our English teacher is a
senior. Did they do to be...
I just did something interesting.
What story?
We can say here instead of to say curse.
Oh my God.
You can say curse is better. Curse. Against the tyrant and his soldiers. What did they do to be cursed? And then punishments if they don't repent. Repent? Repent with a P, right?
Oh, no, P, yeah.
Repent. Repent
again. Repent.
Farhan, you're taking notes, right?
Yeah, I don't have. I keep on getting the wrong notes.
Oh, okay. So can you get the right one?
Yeah.
So punishment if they don't repent. And then the last.
No, I ran out of space.
But you just started.
Wait, no,
related names of Allah. Related names of Allah, plus Similar. Bad guys. Similar bad guys to the tyrant and his soldiers.
Where's the eraser?
And here also, reward of believers. Okay, related names of Allah, similar bad guys to the tyrant and his soldiers. Where did they go? And then, finally, is going to be, this is similar bad guys. And then, after description or what's wrong with bad guys, and then the last
one is a story.
No, it's like blocks, paragraphs.
Like
think
know,
of them
like
as
a story,
everyone.
Like
yes.
A story
it's
and a
like building blocks.
No, it's not a story. It's a message. This is a message.
No, like in the structure, the stories.
Like, you know, like the story structure, yeah. Of bad guys, and then the guidance. That they should have followed. Okay. You got it? So, the first block is وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودٍ. So this is ayah 1, 2, 3. This is ayah 1, 2, 3. قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَقُودِ إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودِ وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ. I'm breaking it into parts for you so that when you read, you know what we're talking about.
What does that mean?
What is that? Which is what that?
Like
similar bad guys to the tyrant and his soldiers.
I think he's like the tyrant. I don't know what that means.
Similar like the tyrant. So bad guys who did the same thing.
Oh.
So we hear from 1, 2, 3, Allah is swearing. And then
alaikum salam wa
rahmatullah. Ali, sorry. Would you please share with the students the Quran contest that we're planning to have?
Yeah, we talked about it.
We talked about it? Did you tell them about the cool prices on it?
Yeah, can you repeat the cool prices to them so that they know about it?
The pictures in the back.
Oh.
Yeah.
The cool prices. Okay, see?
Can you
pass it? Pass it?
Pass it to me next.
Kindle fire.
So. iPod Shuffle.
Listen, let me see.
7, 8, and 9, the first prize is a Kindle Fire. For second prize is a 150 iPod Nano. Third prize is a 100 gift card.
Dollar gift card.
100 gift cards.
$101 gift cards.
$101 gift cards.
No.
Ryan to 11. Okay, and this one is 17. 17 to 18. I don't want to talk. 17 and 18, and then finally, we have 22. 19 and 20. And then here, 21 to 22. So this is how the surah breaks, so that you know what you're doing. Now, the first... The whole surah, yeah. You don't memorize this structure. It is just that to help you understand the meaning of the surah.
Are we going to have the exact same homework until May 5th?
Yes. The whole surah. Yeah. Part by part. So today, let's start with part ayah 1 to 3. It's understanding. Allah is swearing by three things. Allah is swearing by what? Huh? Three things. Why would Allah swear? Does Allah,
To grab attention.
To grab attention. Okay. Now, you swear usually when you want to confirm what you saying. You are swearing to say, I am not a liar. You're swearing to say what?
I'm not a liar.
All right? Why Allah is swearing? Is Allah swearing to say, I am not a liar?
No.
Okay? Now, you're also swearing to tell people, I'm really serious about it. It's like threatening. I'm really serious about it. If you don't do it, wallahi, if you don't do it, I'm going to do this and this and this to you. You got it? So Allah here is swearing to get the attention of the people and to tell them that this, I'm really serious about this. I am really serious about this. So you don't even think for a minute that what I'm saying is not going to happen. You got it? So Allah is swearing. Now, rules and swearing. Can we swear by other than Allah?
No.
Can I swear by saying, I swear by the Prophet Muhammad?
No.
Can I say, I swear by the iPod?
What?
Can I say, I swear by the... Can you swear by the Holy Quran? Yes.
No?
Yes.
Yes.
Because the Quran is the speech of Allah. So the Quran is divine. So you can do that. Can I swear, and actually people to confirm further what they are saying, they hold the Quran and say, I swear by this Quran, in the name of Allah on this Quran. Okay? So, can I swear? Yes. On the name of Allah and or the Quran. Can I swear by any other swear you have committed, you have injured monotheism. If you swear by other than Allah, then your monotheism is injured.
Okay. How about I swear on the fact that Greek mythology is fake?
Yeah, swearing by what?
By the fact that,
no.
That she doesn't believe in.
No, you can't swear by anything. The word by, yeah, go ahead. Huh? Go ahead. You got that? We're ready? Clear about that? Now, do Allah swear by other than himself? Yes.
So
here, Allah could swear by anything he wants. Allah swears by a tini wa zaytun. Yes, and the last, what do we see? That's right. The mountain of Sinai. The mountain of Tur and Sinai. The mountain of Tur and Sinai. Sinai is the place. So Allah also swears on, for example, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَا الطَّارِقِ النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبِ. Allah swears by وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ. Allah swears by so many things. Now, in what basis Allah chooses what He swears on?
And the shams wal qamar.
In what basis? Allah swears by shams wal qamar. What basis Allah swears? Like, what if Allah selects something to swear by? Now, why Allah is selecting that thing?
Because it has perfection and divineness. Like, the perfection of His creation that He created and...
It is, no, it is, Allah is swearing to show the greatness about that thing. To show what?
The greatness.
The greatness. So when Allah swears by something, Allah is swearing to show the greatness. The second reason Allah picks whatever He swears on is something related in the meaning. Huh?
Are you recording?
Yeah. It is something related to the what? The meaning. Something related to the what?
Meaning
of that thing, to the meaning of the message, to the meaning of the message. Got it? All right, because you'll be summarizing this, so you take notes, so that headlines, so that you remember what we talked about.
Can
now,
write on the board?
No, it's just going to be consume a lot of time. So now, why did Allah here is swearing by the sky, the mansions of the sky, or the towers in the sky? Okay, sky mansions or sky towers? Okay. Then Allah is swearing second on what? So Allah is swearing first on the sky towers. Then Allah is swearing second on what? Notes. Second, Allah is swearing on what? Take notes. Second, Allah is swearing on what?
The
promised day. The promised day of judgment. The promised day of judgment, right? And then Allah is swearing third on what?
Wait, hold on.
Second,
the promised day of judgment. And what's the third Allah's promising, Allah's swearing on?
The witnesser and the witness.
MashaAllah. The witnesser and the witness.
The witnesser.
The ones who witness the events. Okay? And the event itself. The ones who witnessed the event and the event itself.
But then aren't they just a witness?
No, Allah is swearing by the witnesses and by the what happened. The story. Or like
witnesses and the event?
The witnesses and the thing they have witnessed. The witnesses and the thing they have witnessed. They witnessed. Now
the witnesses and the witnesses.
And the witnessed. The witnesses and the witnessed. Now, question. If I understand, see, why Allah picked the mansions of the sky or the towers of the sky to show His greatness. To show His greatness. So He's swearing by something magnificent to show His greatness. It's like, I am the maker of this thing. So you know why Allah sweared by the mansions of the sky or the towers of the sky?
What are the towers of the sky?
I sent you an email to read more about it. I don't understand it myself because it needs some astronomy. I'll try to understand it and simplify it to you if I can.
There's a website that...
Yeah, that talks about it. It's still the Chinese astronomy or something like that, where they divided the sky into mansions. Something like that. So the bottom line is that Allah is swearing by something magnificent to show His greatness. So why is picking the sky towers? To show His what?
Greatness.
Greatness. Now, why choosing the witness, the event, and the ones who witnessed the event? Because it's related to the what? To the event of what?
To the
burning believers. Testing and burning believers. The event of what?
Can you not do this?
The event of what? Burning and testing believers. So it's the event of what?
Burning
and testing believers. That's the event. And the ones who witness the events are... Oh, no, you can review the... Just take brief notes. Like, just one keyword. And then you can listen to everything on the recording. Just take a note. Just a symbol, two words. And then the reason Allah picked the event itself and the ones who witnessed the event, because this event is going to be the basement, the basis, the event will be you revived again and in the day of judgment, and people are going to be judged in the day of judgment. The ones who witnessed this event are going to be judged in the day of judgment. Got it? Does it make sense why Allah chose those three items?
No.
Okay. One, He's showing His greatness. That's the first one. Two, He's showing the event and the ones who witnessed the event, because they will be judged in the day of judgment based on what they did in the event. Okay? Before that, اليوم الموعود. I'm sorry. Second is اليوم الموعود, is the day of judgment. Got it? So, His greatness plus the day of judgment plus what is going to happen in the day of judgment regarding this event and the witnesses of this event. You got it? You understand? Okay. So, greatness, the ones who witnessed the event and the ones who witnessed the event are going to be judged in the day of judgment.
The one with the promised
day. The promised day is the day of judgment. Okay. So, here it goes. Greatness plus day of judgment plus event and people who were there when the event took place. Yes. So you take what I said and you summarize it. Okay. So now we understand. Now you understand why those three items are picked. You got it? Number one, I am the Lord who made this item, which is the sky, mansions, and towers. I am the one. This is how great I am. And the day of judgment, where I'm going to judge people who witness the event about the role. About what? The role. Some people played the role of believers who were burned in fire. Other people played the role of the tyrant and his soldiers. And the third kind of people are the ones who were scared when they were tested. They just chickened or become scared, and they have the right and to do that. Allah will forgive them. And they lied and they say, we do worship the king. The king is God. But they are lying. Their heart believes in Allah, but they are hiding it. Okay? These people are excused. Allah will not punish them, because Allah judges for the heart. Allah doesn't judge what the tongue says. So, and that, it's a life. Are they allowed to lie? Yes. Why? It's a life-threatening emergency. It's a what? Life-threatening emergency. If you are in the desert, and you have nothing to drink but wine. Okay. You are allowed to drink it to stay alive. Okay, to stay what?
But
alive.
Worse?
Yeah, because wouldn't it dehydrate?
Is what?
Wouldn't the wine dehydrate?
No, well, I'm just picking an example out of the air. Let's do something, actually, something, no, makes more sense. If you're traveling in the desert, you don't have food, and you found a dead animal. Are we allowed to eat dead animals?
No.
No, not at all. Dead animals cannot be eaten, period. You have to slaughter the animal. If you don't slaughter the animal,
it's not halal.
It's haram
to
touch
like
it.
Because you don't know how the animal died. What if it died of like
disease? And what if it died like became rotten? Okay, so we're not allowed to eat any dead animal, and the blood will be inside. The blood will be inside. The blood is not going to go outside, and the blood spoils really when the blood is still there. It makes it really nasty. So we're not allowed to eat dead animals. But let's say you're walking the desert and you saw a dead animal.
Oh, you saw a pig.
No, let's say a dead animal. Make it more logical. Hold on. Make it more logical. A dead animal. You're allowed to eat as much as you makes as much as will make you what? Alive. You understand this rule? Do you fill your stomach? Do you fill up?
No.
No. You are allowed only to eat as much as will keep you alive. Any amount beyond that is haram. So you're allowed only to eat as much as will save your life. You cannot fill up. You can't fill up all your tummy with the dead animal and say that's emergency. No. Got it? All right. So this is the rule. If you have wine only to drink, you drink as much as will keep you alive. Not drink until you get like drunk. This is the rule. So in emergency, you're allowed to lie or violate the laws because it's a life-threatening emergency. So some believers took advantage of this and they didn't, and they said the king is God, but their hearts are not. So the people played this role, and other people played the role of just witnessing and couldn't do anything about it. Witnessing and couldn't do anything about it. Like they are against it, but they are unable to do anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so I am against it, but there's nothing that I can do. So, based on these roles, people will be divided in the Day of Judgment. Yes? Yeah. Based on these roles, people are going to be separated in the Day of Judgment. So, the witnesses will be what? Separated in the Day of Judgment. Based on what? Huh?
Based on
the role they play in this. Okay. Then Allah moves in the story in ayah number 4 to declare a curse against them. What is this curse? Qutila. Qutila means death. Qutila means what?
Death.
Curse of death. Like Allah's cursing them. Death to the people of the trench. To the people of the trench. Death to the people of what trench? Who are the people of the trench that Allah means? Means the believers or the tyrant and his followers?
The tyrant and his followers.
Okay? So, قُتِلَ death, أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ the people of the trench, which are the tyrant and his... Allah does not give unnecessary details, right? Allah depends on your common sense. So when Allah says death to the people who witnessed the trench of fire, Allah means what? Which one? Believers or the tyrant and the king?
Tyrant.
The king and his soldiers. The tyrant and his soldiers. Da. Allah means what?
Da.
Allah means what? Means the tyrant and his soldiers. Do Allah have to state that? No, it's common sense. Allah will not say it. Allah will depend on your common sense. Okay. So, death to them. Now, what did they do wrong? النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَقُودِ the blazing fire, إِذْهُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودِ they are sitting, watching, near to the trench of the fire. وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ شُهُودٍ they are testing believers and burning them based on the answer.
Are we on like ayah 4 right now?
We are in number 4, yes. Got it? This is number 4, which is the second block. Then the third block says, we are the curse itself, and then what did they do to be cursed? So we finished now 5 to 8, which is what did they do to be cursed? Then Allah in ayah number 9 says, those people will have the burning, the punishment of burning fire in the Day of Judgment. They did burn the believers, right?
Yeah.
right? They get to burn in hellfire forever for burning believers. So that is the punishment. And then while Allah is threatening the punishment, He said something nice, very nice and kind. Allah said, I am going to burn them, then, but if they don't repent. Unless they don't repent. See the niceness, the kindness of Allah? Allah said, I'm going to burn them unless they repent. See the kindness? Very, very tough and then very, very kind at the same time. Who can combine kindness and toughness in the same position?
Allah.
Because Allah's multitasking. Allah's what?
Multitasking.
So, on one task, Samiha, I think. What's her name?
Alia.
Pay attention. Oh, sorry. Samiha. One. Okay. One. Lina, you can listen to it on the audio. Stefan. So, one part, Allah is very tough. In the next part, Allah is very kind. Why? Can I be busy with two things at the same time?
No.
Can Allah be busy? Yes. How Allah can be busy with infinite things at the same time? Can I be angry and happy at the same time? There's no way. Allah can be angry and happy at the same time. How? He's judging a criminal. Allah is judging people on the day of judgment, all of them together. Allah doesn't take them in sequence. You understand? People are being audited all together. Like, Allah is auditing everyone by himself. Everyone would think Allah is only talking to him. But Allah is talking to everybody at the same time. Everyone thinks that Allah is talking to him only. You got it? You understand? So, Allah is multitasking in the judgment. Allah will be mad at a criminal and happy with a believer at the same time. Because he's judging this and mad at him, and he's judging this and he's pleased with him. Go ahead.
Did you know that the humans can only have like one thought at a time?
Yeah.
So like, when you have an idea, it's actually, and then you have a whole bunch of ideas, it's actually coming one by one.
Right. They come in sequence. They don't come at the same time. You can't multitask. Okay. Now, so harsh and kind. Now, let's focus on the kind part. The harsh part is obvious, right? Does it take a genius to figure out that the tyrant and his soldiers are going to be burned in fire until eternity? Does it take a genius to figure this out?
No.
No. Now, what if the tyrant and the soldiers came the day of judgment and said, Ya Allah, we didn't know. What would be the answer? Da. Da. What do you think when you burn people in trenches of fire? So that you maintain your grip of power. You don't want to relinquish power. You don't want to give up power. So to keep your power, you burn hundreds and thousands of people. You come and say, I don't know that it's wrong. The answer is?
Da.
Da. Really? I'm just saying. I mean, Allah doesn't say da. But I'm just saying da. I mean, you know, hello. Anything here? What do you think? I'm going to array you? You know? But at the same time, Allah gives a hope. What's that hope? Huh? ثُمَّ لَمْ يَبُوتُوهُ Then they did not repent. It means that a tyrant and his soldiers can repent? Yes. Wow. They killed thousands of people. Okay. What if they repent? Even though they have killed thousands of people, would Allah accept the repentance?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Allah will wipe away their sins.
I thought you also had to say, like, sorry to all the people that you also killed, like, not just to Allah.
Your heart, your heart has to be sorry first. Once your heart is sorry, if you can make it up to the other people, good. If you can't, your repentance is still bad. Okay? So those people burned, so there's no way you reach them. But Allah is saying, Allah is implying that, we leave at 11. Allah is implying that some people repent and Allah accepted the repentance. The guy who killed 100, Allah accepted his repentance, right?
So you know how you have to memorize this whole surah, so what's the first problem?
Okay, the homework, we finished until 8.
Really?
Yes. So the homework next time is going to be from 9 to 16. From 9 to 16.
That's 7 whole
hours. You have to memorize up to...
Yeah, because you, from 9 to 16, because you have a week break.
No, wait, that's next week.
Oh, next week?
Yeah, so
that's
when we
but
oh,
for
okay.
me, it's break.
All right. Okay, then from, for because we have only 1 week, it's from 9 to 11.
But then what about us? We have break now, but next week we have.
Then you can go to 16. Yeah. Okay? You got it? You understand this? You understand this so far? All right. I need you to summarize all what we talked about, which is part 1, part 2, and part 3, and part 4. Got it? Got it? Okay. Another thing that I want you guys also to do. Another thing that I guys also, I want you to do the vocab. Like, don't memorize the vocab, just write it down. Just what? Write it down. So I want you to write down the what?
Vocab
in a table.
Let you use the paper and you
just the word and the meaning.
Yeah.